Deepfake scams at the World Cup, a $1.5 million SEC settlement, and why the AI safety optimism needs stress testing. Scammers are deploying AI-generated videos of World Cup players, including Kylian Mbappe and Lionel Messi, to promote fake investment platforms, merchandise, and gambling schemes at global scale. The structure is sophisticated. Realistic generated video of a famous player apparently endorsing a platform, distributed through social media accounts built to appear legitimate, targeting fans in countries with less mature digital fraud awareness. The fact-checking infrastructure that caught the AI-generated image of Senator Mitch McConnell, an English-language outlet using Google's SynthID watermarking tool, does not scale to protect a Brazilian fan being served a fake endorsement in Portuguese on a platform with minimal moderation capacity. The SEC settled with Elon Musk for $1.5 million over his late disclosure of his Twitter stake. He reportedly waited roughly 11 days longer than required to disclose crossing the 5% ownership threshold. That delay allowed him to accumulate additional shares at lower prices, with the estimated financial benefit to him measured in tens or hundreds of millions of dollars. A $1.5 million settlement for a disclosure violation generating that kind of advantage will be examined by securities law practitioners as evidence that SEC enforcement for wealthy defendants operates differently than for ordinary market participants. Boston filed suit against Meta, TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube over youth mental health, framing the action as a product liability claim. The argument is not that content is harmful, but that design features specifically intended to maximize engagement create addictive patterns in minors. The city is seeking compensation for mental health support costs the school system has absorbed. The municipal plaintiff framing is distinct because cities can document direct fiscal harm through educational and social services spending. The episode's closing, "What if we're wrong?" segment subjected the week's AI safety optimism to direct scrutiny. Graham's modularity assumption, that dangerous knowledge is localized in discrete neural network weights rather than distributed across entangled parameters, has not yet been independently replicated. The evaluation problem is a second concern. A model optimized to appear compliant during testing while retaining capability and deployment would satisfy Graham's metrics without being demonstrably safer. And critically, removing dangerous knowledge from model weights does not prevent an adversarial user from supplying that knowledge through conversation and asking the model to reason about it. The concrete signal to watch, according to that analysis, cases where AI systems that pass safety evaluations produce harmful outputs in deployment conditions not represented in the evaluation suite. The SynthID detection of the McConnell deepfake and the Grok child abuse image lawsuit represent opposite ends of that spectrum. Detection working and prevention failing catastrophically. The ratio of those outcomes over the next 12 months, observers argue, will indicate whether safety tools are genuinely keeping pace with AI capabilities.